We're hearing different viewpoints this weekend about Secretary of State Powell's mission to the Middle East. Yesterday, we talked with Shibli Tilhami, the Anwar Sadat Professor of Peace and Development at the University of Maryland. Today, we talked with David Makovsky, Senior Fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, and we asked him if he was hopeful about the Powell mission.
Well, I think the Secretary of State is right for making the effort. It seems to me that if there is any chance for a political process for hope, we have to know that the suicide bombings, or homicide bombings as they're correctly called by the Bush administration, come to a halt. There's no grievance that can justify this. And if there's no bombs, then there's no Israeli incursions. So if you could stop the first, you'll have stopped the second by definition.
What do you make of the statement that Mr. Arafat signed denouncing these suicide, or as the Bush administration calls them, homicide attacks? Is that enough?
Well, unfortunately, we have statements of his that from 1988 basically saying the same thing. And what counts is what the people do, what his own people do. He's opened the jails, let all these terrorists out of prison. And what he does, frankly, means more than what he says. And therefore, there's a widespread skepticism that this is just being done as a way of getting him out of a corner this time. And it won't have any more impact. For it to be real, we'll know when it's real, when his people arrest people. They could start even in Gaza, where there have been no hostilities. And we'll know where it's genuine. But it's got to be based on deed, not word.
If there is ever at any time a ceasefire, is there any chance that any kind of political solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict could be reached?
Well, I think it's clear that there is no military solution per se to this conflict. We all want a political solution. The question is, what sort of a political process will yield fruit? At the end of the Clinton administration, there was an effort to kind of roll the dice and go for the grand deal. Barack and Clinton spoke about 97% of the West Bank, and Arafat still turned it down. So I don't see any change in his attitude that makes me believe that if we would just go back to where we left off, somehow it would all resolve itself nicely. I think that's what makes me skeptical that in his lifetime there will not be peace. And I think it's a tragedy for both peoples. And I hope I'm wrong. But this is not just about a land process. It's about reconciliation. And we've not heard a word about that. That's the formula, land for peace, land for Palestinians, peace for Israel. And I think Israel was willing to give almost all the land if it knows it could get real peace. But right now, the trust is totally shattered. And therefore, it makes me skeptical that a grand deal is in sight. We might need to think of alternatives that are fall short of that, but rebuild the trust between the parties, which has been totally lost.
What's your opinion of the Bush administration's handling of this crisis over the past few weeks?
Look, I think the Bush administration's got a little bit of a bum rap over this first year, as if it's been totally disengaged. I could go through chapter and verse of where they've been much further engaged, but each time they've gotten spurned, I think, by Arafat. I think now, it's reached such monumental proportions. The Secretary of State is going over there. Zinni, the envoy, is there. I think they could be a very good team, and I think that they're trying their best. I think crisis stabilization, frankly, they see as much more as a prerequisite for any form of conflict resolution, and I think that's making sure they're not putting the cart before the horse. So I tend to give them high marks, but I realize if Powell doesn't succeed, it might not be his fault, and I think we should all be aware of that.
David Makovsky is a fellow with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy. Mr. Makovsky, thank you very much.
My pleasure.